This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Pat Benatar with Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I'm Sharad Kutan, with me Melissa Idris and Joyce Goh. Now, in a multilingual society as ours, it's no surprise that language comes up all the time as an issue, and no less with the new government and, in fact, the new Attorney General. Tommy Thomas says he needs to really brush up on his Bahasa Malaysia. And the Prime Minister wants senior civil servants to brush up, really brush up, on their English.
Okay, so before we make as a mountain out of a molehill, I just want to point out that that was kind of a jokey comment that Tommy Thomas made when in front of reporters. He was saying that, I'm afraid I have to brush up on my Bahasa because, you know, after 42 years in private practice and dealing with commercial clients, I've neglected to use Bahasa as frequently. So that was, I think, a joke. So I think, but what happened, I think, on social media was everyone was weighing in, AG, tak cakap Bahasa Melayu. And I think, so let's put that into context and say, well, you know, it's not like he can't speak it. He just hasn't been using it in his practice, right? I do think it's also quite important, this news or this comment by Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir about competency tests, because that, I think, should be making headlines, and it has been making headlines this morning in the papers. Top civil servants now asked to take an English language test.
Yeah, but if we look at it from a bigger perspective, a more macro perspective, you also have to look at the education system, right? It's not just top civil servants. They have to look at, you know, whether or not the children in school right now, are they prepped for good English? Whether or not, you know, the syllabus is there to help them with their English proficiency, right? And are the teachers equipped as well? Because you hear some horror stories of some teachers teaching, they're supposed to be English teachers, English subject teachers, but they can't teach English.
Yeah, in fact, I think over the years, we've had news reports that English language teachers fail English competency tests. Having said that, I mean, just coming back momentarily to the question of why civil servants would need to have competency in English, especially those in the diplomatic service. It's said that even in the diplomatic service, Malaysian diplomats kind of have the quality of their language skills have diminished over the years. And that really is a problem for a country like Malaysia that often likes to punch above its weight on international issues.
Does it mean that, you know, we're not as good as others if our English is not great?
No, but if communication is an essential part of your job, mm-hmm. if persuasion is very important, then of course you're being multilingual. So, I mean, you'd want diplomats to speak not just English, but perhaps Mandarin, perhaps French, or a combination of all those.
Multilingual. But, you know, speaking of that, in a multilingual society, this question keeps coming back up, you know, proficiency of language, whether it's Bahasa or whether it's English. Are we making too much of a big deal about proficiency in language? If you're not good in one language, it just means that you're better in another.
Or in fact, in Malaysia, you might be not good at anything. It's true. Look, I have taught kids at university level who did primary school in Chinese or Mandarin, secondary school in Malay, and then got to tertiary level having to do everything in English. And I can't test their Mandarin because I don't know much. But it did seem to me that at that point, they were doing very badly on all scores.
But how do they communicate?
Very badly.
Okay.
They communicate in English, to me, very badly. So I don't think, in fact, I do think it's a very, very important issue, especially because if you don't have those communicative skills, if you don't have a sense of what words mean, you really can't do very much in many fields.
So for instance, let's just say you've got top government officials who may not be competent or proficient in English, or may fail this competency test, doesn't mean that they're not good at their jobs. It could be that within the system of Bahasa Malaysia, they could be completely efficient and getting things done. right?
True. Yeah, but it's not a zero-sum game. And I don't think...
But what happens to those who fail that competency test? Would they be prevented from carrying out their jobs?
Maybe he might just... he hasn't said that, but perhaps maybe change them to a different kind of job scope, you know, where you don't need to speak English as much or to communicate
training.
In English as well.
Send them back to remedial classes. I mean, the point is this. It is a recognition that there's been a deterioration in standards when it comes to competency in the language. And I think that is just what it is. I mean, so taken on face value, that recognition is important.
Yeah, it's not just top civil service. I mean, we hear so many stories of, you know, corporates saying that, you know, when graduates come for job interviews, they can't pass it because they can't communicate well. And one reason that, you know, we have a lot of unemployed graduates out there is because of language proficiency as well and lack of that. That's one of the issues that has been going around for a couple of years now.
Okay, we'll be back with a look at sweetheart deals. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.